Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabawing. A Genesee County jury has convicted Terrence Joseph Haywood, 38, of first-degree premeditated murder for the stabbing death of 34-year-old Cole Campbell in Flint Township. Authorities say Haywood killed Campbell with the machete between February 1st and 2nd of 2022, following a series of troubled incidents and odd statements about receiving messages to harm his roommate. Campbell's body was later discovered at a Mitson Boulevard residence, with an autopsy confirming he died from multiple sharp force injuries consistent with machete wounds. Prosecutor David Layton described the case as highly unusual and credited Flint Township Police for their work. Haywood is scheduled for sentencing on October 27th, that was yesterday, facing life in prison without parole. And during its October 27th meeting, the Deckerville Community Schools Board approved several financial items and personnel matters. General fund expenditures of $154,409.28, athletic fund bills totaling $737.05, student school activity fund expenses of $22,055.58, and food service fund payments amounting to $21,864.94 were all approved. The board also reviewed September's prompt pay bills. The annual audit for the 2024-25 school year, presented by Jamie Peasley of Anderson, Tucky, Bernard and Duran PC, was accepted. Amber Murdick and Renee Stacer were appointed to represent Deckerville Schools on the Sanilac County ISD Parent Advisory Committee for Special Education. The board accepted with regret the resignations of Brady Robinson as Cook's helper and Greg Holman as 7th grade girls basketball coach, as well as the retirements of Jane Fisher, elementary secretary, and Jim Nicole, outdoor maintenance and grounds supervisor. And Tuscola County voters will head to the polls for a special election on Tuesday, November 4th, with proposals from Marlette Community Schools, Mayville Community Schools, and the City of Vassar appearing on the ballot. Early voting runs from Friday, October 31st through Sunday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., voters should check where their home jurisdiction is assigned to vote during the early voting period. Kingston and Coylton Township voters are in Navesta Township Hall, 3016 North Cemetery Road in Cass City. Dayton, Fremont, and Vassar Township only for this election. And Watertown Township voters, Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Road Street in Fostoria. Vassar City voters, Vassar City Hall, 287 East Huron Avenue in Vassar. There is no early voting available in Sanilac or Lapeer counties for this election. On Election Day, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at township and city halls across the county. Kingston and Vassar Township voters will vote at consolidated locations in Coylton and Watertown Townships, respectfully. When we come back after this Bayport sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Karen Phillips, manager of the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sea Wing to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the Federal Reserve signaled it will hold interest rates steady at its upcoming meeting amid signs of stable economic growth. Central bankers cite slowing inflation and resilient labor markets in their decision. Financial experts say a rate pause can support continued expansion. Investors are reacting positively to the news, with stock markets ending higher. Consumer spending remains healthy, according to government data. The next rate review is scheduled for December. And in international news, Ukrainian officials confirmed that peace talks with Russia remain ongoing despite numerous setbacks. Both sides expressed cautious optimism about reaching long-term agreements. International mediators continue to facilitate communications. Ceasefire terms are still under negotiation, with several proposals on the table. Humanitarian aid remains a pressing concern for impacted regions. Leaders stress the need for continued diplomacy.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
I remember thinking, who's going to take care of my wife and daughter?
We took care of each other with a lot of help from DAV.
When America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I don't know what we would have done without them.
DAV was the voice that we didn't have.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned so they can achieve more victories.
It wasn't easy, but he never gave up.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
He's an inspiration.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Good evening, everyone. Got your weather coming up here in a moment, but let's take a look at some showbiz buzz. This next story has actually got two parts to it. One is from Hugh Jackman. The other one's from his ex-wife. Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster have had a special date night over the weekend. The two Tony Award-winning actors made their red carpet couple debut at the L.A. premiere of Jackman's latest film, Song Sung Blue. The relationship came after each went through divorces. Jackman separated from his wife of 27 years, Deborah Lee Furness, in September 2023, and Foster filed for divorce from her now ex-husband, Ted Griffin, last October. Since they began dating, Jackman and Foster have kept their romance out of the spotlight. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with offices in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebring. Member FDIC.